Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
I am so excited about today. So this week we're filming back to back. You notice I'm wearing the same outfit as I did. Oh, look at my manly hands. Yeah. We are filming back to back today, back to back Thursday, trying to get something in the catalog in case another one of my guests gets coronavirus and we have to cancel the show. So I apologize to my listeners. I know I talked to Justin over at Ingenious and he was talking to a label maker out of like Iowa or Indiana, and he got recognized from the show, which shout out. I wish I knew the name of the label company, but shout out to you guys. It's always surprises me that people listen to this. And so I feel really, really stressed and really depressed when for whatever reason we can't record a week, and it kills me, and I know it kills the station. So I promise you we're working on this. We are diligent. We will solve this. And the best way to do that is to back-to-back drink nonstop for 3 hours. So we'll see how that works out. This week, God, that is so good. I'm filming with Quad Heineken. I believe he was on the show once before. I'm trying to remember which episode it was. But I love this guy. And I don't think he knows how much I love this guy. My wife and I, you ever meet a couple and you low-key walk away from that exchange or that evening or that event and realize that couple's awesome. I want to hang out with them more. My wife and I love Quad and his wife, Mercy, and they just found out they're pregnant. So I'm excited to share a pour with him. I'm excited to surprise him so that he can taste our Sherry Bomb. With this Oloroso Sherry Bomb, Amrut is insane. So yeah, I this is a little bit of a gift to myself to get to hang out with Quad. Of course, Todd's back. Todd broke his leg horribly, horribly, horribly bad a few months ago, and it wouldn't heal. He literally went to the store, and as he was walking out of the store, they stopped him because he had left a good 20 ounces of blood squirting out of his ankle, and he couldn't feel it. And it went, and every step he took, spitting out blood all through the grocery store until they finally stopped him to check on him, and he went back to the hospital. They're working on it. So, long story short, today we get to finally tackle our Oloroso Sherry Amrut barrel samples, and there is an outlier here that's interesting, but we're not sure about, and I'm going to talk to you about that. Super excited. So without further ado, Whiskey Need is supported by the Inspired Spirits at Glass Rev Imports and Amrut Distilleries. Amrut crafts one of the most award-winning Indian single malts to the exact same standards of Scotch as Scotch, winning many double gold awards. I mean, just they're incredibly, and you know how I feel about awards. I'm not big on awards, but here's the thing. When you criticize awards, you're criticizing when they give awards to companies that don't deserve awards. A double gold blind or whatever the case might be. A lot of those award ceremonies are, pardon my French, but they're dog shit. However, when a good company gets properly awarded, it only just solidifies that it deserved it. So without further ado, Quad Heineken and Todd Group, cheers. Welcome back, Quad, Todd. I kind of went in the intro a little bit about your recent artery opening in the middle of a grocery store or a gas station.
You can't see my leg, but it's all covered, so no blood in the studio. It's
pretty wild.
And Quad, I mentioned your recent good news. You guys are having a baby.
Yep.
Super excited.
Due in January, so we are very, very happy. It's a quarantine baby. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Your second?
Yeah, number
Congrats.
Two.
Quarantine baby is a good word. I'm surprised we don't have... Because right now we're sold out of everything. Weights, free weights, anything that you could do at home. Everything's sold out, you know? I'm surprised we're not going to get hit with... I wouldn't be surprised if come January we're hit with a flood of new babies.
Absolutely.
In 2021.
First 3 months of 2021.
It's a great way to end the shitty year that is 2020 and open the year with a bunch of children.
Start of a good new year.
So, okay. I thought we could jump right into things. Todd was with me this weekend with the group that helped select the first round of Gregarious Grump single barrels. We got our hands on some Amrut single barrel samples. Oloroso Sherry, I've put them in a different order than what we tasted Sunday. Okay. Todd's had it. I've had it. I know what I love. I know what our winner is, I think. I thought I would... No pressure. Don't feel any pressure. But you mentioned that you were a big sherry head, so I thought this would be a great opportunity to put in front of him some heavily sherried single malt whiskey and get your thoughts on it. So, and honest thoughts. If you hate it, that's okay.
All right.
You can hate it.
I'm
going to
do it.
What
blind.
Do you know?
I'm not going to look at the numbers.
Okay.
Kind of start
better.
Over.
Yeah, because you remember the numbers.
They mean nothing to me.
So let's do it blind. I think you'll be able to differentiate the one outlier, though, pretty clear. So, okay, give me your glasses. The way I understand it is Bill Campbell over at Glass Rev Imports. This is Todd's. That's Quad's.
Yes.
The Todd Quad.
He's HBS.
Got it. He pulled this barrel from a different state. They don't have many that they release nationally. Mm-hmm. I asked him for it, and he, being the great man that he is, and we have a national audience, he pulled the barrel for us. So suck it, Cali or New York. But so he sent us three samples from India. They actually picked these samples the night of the Whiskey Social. I think you were preoccupied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
we were obviously killing ourselves.
I remember talking about that.
Took a while to get here from India, but
if it was this year, we weren't there.
Yeah. I don't have proofs on it.
I can smell it already.
Yeah, but these are all sherry bombs. Oloroso Sherry.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna taste with you. Why not? Why not?
I can smell the sherry.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's so hard to get a reasonably priced, heavily sherried item. I mean, we brought in two cases of that Glendronic 11 year, which was bloody brilliant for $100.
Have you had Amrut before? I think it's surprising.
I have had a bottle that you brought somewhere.
Sure. It tastes just like single malt.
Actually, it might have been here last.
Tastes just like scotch.
I don't think anybody would be able to tell the difference if you put it in as blind.
Just blind it.
Mm-mm. So, I like this one.
Yeah.
I like this one a lot. I think there's a touch of peat there. There's definitely a phenolic note. This is the one that Doug loved the most, I think. Was it Doug?
Mm-hmm.
Or James?
It was Doug.
Doug Carroll.
He was the only one.
Yeah, he was the only one.
You can tell by the touch of peat, I guess.
The peat was hard for me to pick up, being the first one. But I know that the others are going to be sweeter.
It could be peat, it could not be. There's a phenolic note that could be from the Oloroso, but it's hard to pin down. I was very happy with this. Tasted good.
Yeah.
I actually do.
The,
enjoy that.
The next two are a bit heavier in terms of the Oloroso influence, so I thought we would do the lighter influenced one first. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great nose, though.
All right, so you get your second glass. No rush here.
Is that the dump glass there?
Yeah, if you do want to dump. Is drinking affecting any medication you're on?
Not today. It shouldn't.
No?
So it's just my low tolerance because I haven't been able to drink. So I'm trying to take it easy. I have to work my way back into shape.
Fighting the urge to make a joke at your expense.
Do we get number two?
We have not poured number two.
Cool.
Oh,
it's quite enjoyable.
Oh, couldn't be happier.
That's
I did pour.
And it's so dark, too.
I know there's a lot of ASMR fans that are getting a lot of audio stimulation right now. Smacking and swirling. All right, so 4689 is the next one. I'll let you pour yourself.
You're not supposed to.
All of these are going to be currently, I believe they're cask strength. They're over 60%. I thought they were a little lower than that, but they're not.
You said over 60?
I think they're all over 60, yeah. Mm-hmm. God. I think sometimes we all get sucked into bourbon so hard that we forget how great single malt can be.
Well, I'm just getting into single malt.
You started with Macallan, right? Didn't you start with Macallan?
Years ago, my whiskey journey started with Scotch, and I just bought stuff I didn't know what I was buying. And yeah, one of them ended up being the Macallan Cask Strength, that 120.2, which is just a sherry bomb.
Huge.
But going back to
going for like $1,000 right now.
Yeah,
the original cask strength.
But I mainly drink sherryed Scotch. It's kind of like my jam. So this is good.
That's a show reference. My jam. It's a Sam Heughan comment. Yeah, we were supposed to go back to Waco this month to go pick more Rumble casks. But in Scotland, you were supposed to go with us to Scotland.
When was that?
August 1st. That was next week. We were supposed to leave Saturday. My flights got canceled. Dude, flight to France, canceled. Flight to Germany, canceled. Flight to Scotland, canceled. COVID has... It's the first time in my entire adult life that we've got... Like, we're comfortable enough that we could take the family on vacation and... Mm-hmm. Nothing. Corona. Corona'd.
Yeah, we had, I think, 4 different, like, week-long or more trips planned, and they were all...
Killed.
This year, like, all canceled. That's why we were like, well... We were planning on starting with the baby, trying after all the trips, which would have been after September.
How far along are you?
13 weeks.
13 weeks? When do you know gender? Like 18, 19?
We know.
Oh, you know?
We haven't announced yet.
But sure. Did you know that Chris is a very versatile name? You've got females named Chris. And
you can use a K. You can use a
you
CH.
Can use who spells it with a K? As an HBL,
you know, HBL, I know we haven't gotten into the rum yet, but speaking of quarantining and vacations, Barbados sent out an email where they basically announced that you can come there on some sort of special visa and live there for a year for 12 months. And because so many people are working remotely, so it's like, why not work from Barbados?
That would be great. It's pretty inexpensive.
We were seriously thinking about it. We were like, maybe not 12 months, but like 3 months or something. That would be awesome.
It's pretty cheap. I mean, we looked at villas there, like the entire villa. It's like $250 a night. I'm like, oh, all right. And I bet you can work out a long term deal. Like,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely.
I'll rent it to you for 3 months.
Their tourism is suffering. They'll
sure
take lower offers.
Decimated,
yeah.
So that if we weren't pregnant, that might be something to look into, because Mercy and I both work from home, as is. So.
I feel like my preference is going to change, Chris.
You think
I don't know what that one was. I want to see what this
was. Was that
one
the first one
like.
Or the second one?
The second one.
You just had the second one?
Yeah.
You've already had the second one? Okay, so then we're already there. So, 4690.
Ugh, you blew it.
Oh, shit.
But I knew that was coming because I was waiting for the sweet one and I haven't got it yet. So.
Yeah. I did immediately.
Because the one
blow
we
that.
Just had was, I didn't like that one.
I did that in a poker game once. I was in a tournament.
See, I think I preferred
and
the first
I
one.
Paid $500 to be in this poker tournament. And we were at the final table, and I was, you know, I was drinking and not paying attention. And they handed me my cards, and I go King Jack out loud.
Oh my god!
Like I just said King Jack, and they put my cards down, and they were like, "What the fuck are you doing?" And I was like,
"Did you just play? You just play through that and be like, you know, just have them wondering if you're bluffing?"
Sure, sure. Gosh, the worst.
I don't know why I just screwed that back on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we'll get there. 2021 will be the year of the rebound, the year that everyone catches up and has the freedom to move around a bit. All right, so you tried the second one. What were your thoughts?
You know, I didn't catch it last time.
really jammy.
I got like a briny note this time that I didn't last time. I did not like something kind of funky. Yeah.
And you like the first one more?
I thought, the first one was better for me.
Oh, getting dicey. Getting dicey. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, I'm between 1 and 3, but I'm leaning towards this one.
I remember this one. Yeah, I know I said it out loud, but 4690 is the first one we tasted that day. 4690 is the sherry bomb. Mm-hmm. That is a sherry bomb, but it's not overdone. Yeah. It's not super jammy.
It's great.
The last one was super jammy on the back end. It was kind of like it was too far, too mm-hmm. much sherry.
I think it's still really put together even with the high sherry.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to try this with a drop of water. I feel like
it would really... I think we should. 4690, 46. You've got the bottle.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, because it is a little hot. And I mean, it does taste young, but not in a bad way, but it's a little wild.
Yeah, it's crazy high proof. Oh, man. The audio portion of this show does not do it justice. I'm not going to reach across you. Coronavirus. Too much. Did you get your glass, Brandon?
Yes.
All right.
So much sweeter with the water.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a mukbang video for this show.
Yeah, see, I like it with a little water. It definitely tamed it down big time.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a huge winner.
So will you consider proofing that down a little bit?
Yeah, it's going to be proofed
like
down.
Like 115, 110?
No, I'm thinking it'll be in the 55% range. I think it'll shine there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. How it is. It's more sweeter with the water, I guess, because...
You're cutting through the alcohol bit, yeah.
Is hiding it a little bit at the original proof.
Yeah, these are just are great. I mean, it really surprised me the first time I had it, and these samples are great.
Yeah, I don't know how many bottles will end up here, but I'm going to message him today. This is definitely the winner. 4690, the ugly label, which is kismet, right? Because this actually leaked in transit. For those who are looking on the camera, you can see the other two labels are much cleaner looking. The dirty label, we call that the ugly barrel. That one is the key winner for sure. 4690, touch of water.
Yeah, isn't that kind of an omen if you get like an old beat up leaky barrel?
Yeah. I hate to give him credit, but Wade Woodard invented the ugly barrel phenomenon, meaning that's usually the one that had the most interaction with the spirit. It's probably the better product. And it has worked most of the time. 60% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah. That's good.
So you're telling me Wade is a living sex panther?
Yeah, I think he'd like to think so. Wade got corona. I tried to get Wade in here. Wade got corona. And then Randy Blank is in Colorado.
I thought he already had it.
Yeah, he had it. He's through it now.
That's what I thought.
And his wife is still nervous. Yeah, okay. So 3 weeks ago he had it.
Yeah. No, I remember him posting about it. I saw a post email about it.
All right, so now we have our rums. We have a new round of rums.
Hey, Chris.
What?
You have something on your mustache. I was waiting for a good time to break. It's on the right side. It's a piece of food or something. Now you moved it.
Keep
keep pulling.
Now
just go like this.
Yeah, do this.
Oh, now, okay.
There you go. Hey, it's out. It's out. It's on the table now.
Hilarious.
That's a friend indeed. You know what I mean?
What is it?
I didn't know if I should say. I was looking at the.
I wanted to wait for a break, so you didn't have to edit it like in the middle of a segment.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah, Jack, cut it out.
CG
out. Just make it a diamond.
He just puts like a CG dick. Just
there's a guy. There's a jeweler in Philly that like he's got a beard just like yours, and on the ad.
You mean he has a perfect beard?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And he had like a diamond in there because he was like a jeweler, and so there would be just like a diamond sitting there all the time.
So freaking stupid! The amount of things people want to.
I'm going to Photoshop that on you now.
To put a diamond in my beard. All right, so we tasted through some samples of rum from different countries this time. First run, we did Belize, Barbados, Guyana. We still hit some Barbados. We didn't care for the Guyana we had. They sent us some more samples of Guyana.
The second one.
And boy, was it funky. What was it, like 29 years old or something like that?
27 years old and 30 years old. Actually,
it's... I've heard really good... I haven't tried the original Guyana, but I've heard
it's fantastic.
Really good things.
The nose is maybe one of the best noses I've had on anything. It's just awesome. And now, and there's some disagreement on, like, does the nose follow? I love it. But the nose is phenomenal on,
we tasted
Guyana.
So it all depends on your lane, your lane of preference. So the first run, Wade loves the Belize the best. Several people mentioned they love the Foursquare the best. In my opinion, in order of greatness, is Foursquare, Belize, Guyana, but for different reasons. The Belize is the most bourbony rum I've had, and it's fantastic at 14 years old. No complaints. It's the most approachable to anyone looking.
So even more than some of the Foursquare releases?
Yeah, Foursquare. Bourbon-y. Foursquare's great, very bourbony. Yeah,
I mean, no Nobiliary is pretty bourbony. I'd like to compare those two.
The Nobiliary is fantastic.
Yeah.
The Guyana is
not had that yet.
So interesting. Tons of anise, depending on your spelling.
Anise.
Oh, we found out that we've been saying it wrong. It's anise. No, and then... yeah, it's just, but it's very
I get butter
different.
On it. It's kind of butter. Like, the note that I keep getting on that is a buttered roll, because it kind of has, there's a savory element, and there's also kind of like something bready about it. It's just, it doesn't sound like it's possible, but maybe you'll, now that I've said it, power suggestion.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll get all those.
Well, if you'd like to try the Guyana first, we can.
That's a low proof, too, so that's a good
16-year-old Guyana. Yeah, the proof's not on here.
100.4, I think.
How are we doing that? All this time.
I think it was just at 100 proof.
Well, there was a 48%, a 52%, and a 54%. Give that a swirl. I've got some more to taste. I don't want to overwhelm your glass.
No, thank you. I think we got into trouble with that.
Oh,
last show we did with the Lone Elm, I was pouring too heavy. And yeah.
There's a pecan note in this, too. If you get some pecan and maple syrup.
It's like heavily floral too. It's just,
oh, it's fantastic,
it's
dude.
It's great, the nose.
Yeah, so we this time around we got some Caroni in, some 22-year-old Caroni, some younger and older Belize, some Jamaican Hampton, which we killed in the last episode with Dusty, and Worthy Park, 14-year-old Worthy Park, which is Jamaican,
awesome
to the T.
I'm getting the anise strong. Maybe it's the glass, but I didn't really get it real strong before.
There's still a bit of port and sherry in this. I'm still tasting the last pour in there.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of a... So it's anise?
Yeah, like licorice.
Yeah, like black licorice-y.
Well, yeah, I've always said anise, so I guess I've been saying it wrong my whole life, too, but... Yeah,
it's because I didn't pour myself any rum. This is definitely the Oloroso Amaro.
On the finish, it's very... Get some, like, syrupy anise. On the
very waffle syrup, maple syrup. Oh, yeah.
See, this one's my favorite of the three.
Oh, it's my
favorite. Just because it's the most different.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that. I don't know if it would be something I could have that I would want.
Tyler Martin.
Two or three pours in one night.
Tyler said
but
it's
every
the
now and then
most complicated, least favorite thing he's ever drank.
See, I don't know about least favorite. I actually enjoy it.
It's really
and
good.
I'm not a big fan of anise either.
Yeah, I'm not
but
either.
This,
I'm not at
it's,
all.
It's light and it's melted.
But, yeah.
I love licorice.
Yeah.
Good and Plenty's?
This is the right amount. Yeah, got it.
I found out Good and Plenty's are a natural laxative. If you eat the whole box, you will shit yourself.
Isn't there a Haribo gummy bear challenge that's the same thing?
Same thing, yeah, that is the most rich, richly deep, molasses-y, licorice-noting rum I've ever smelled.
I would love to know what that tastes like at a higher proof.
Even the mouth feels a little bit oily, so it almost...
All right, so I'm going to give you the Belize first.
Like a syrup.
There's enough there for both of y'all.
Which one's that?
The Belize. The 14-year-old Belize. 128 proof.
Why am I not remembering a 14-year-old Belize?
It was the last ones we tried.
That's right. And it was great. It was right after the Foursquare.
Yeah.
And I thought it tasted... Belize reminds me of Foursquare. It reminds me of the Barbados style. a lot more than Jamaican. So Travelers, the best rum I've ever had still was a Traveler single Belize. Barrel. Yeah.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, could be wrong, I believe everything they do is column stilled. So you're talking about a bit more, you know, not nearly as nuanced as your pot still. Belize is very safe. Like I said, most rum producers use ex-bourbon casks, column still. You're talking about a very unoffensive standard rum.
If it's this tastes like Foursquare to me. If I didn't know it, I would have said this is Foursquare.
If it's in the right barrel, you've got a winner.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
I want to compare this to the other.
Did you already pour some?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys still save some for me? Wow.
Yeah, I want to go back to back with the GG Belize.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass that one down.
Oh, yeah.
Since it's fresh.
Oh, yeah.
That tastes exactly like Foursquare to me.
Oh, my God. I went to the Deer Park City Council. All of them are in their own little bourbon club called 815 S&D, Supply and Demand. They get together once every 6 weeks. It's good. The chief of police, the deputy chief of police, the mayor sometimes. I mean, everyone who's within the power structure of Deer Park get together for drinks. This is they're bourbon drinkers. That's it. They're not really jumping out to try barrel strength rum. And I tried them on it, and they were very, very caught off guard.
Yeah,
they're like, this is the only time I've ever tried single barrel cask strength rum that wasn't Captain Morgan's or sure. Kraken or.
Oh yeah, but did they like it? I mean, they must have gotten way more flavor than they expected.
It was a real mixed bag. Yeah, a lot of them hated it.
Yeah.
But
are they high-proof bourbon drinkers? Like, was this a shock to the system?
Yeah, you know? I mean, E.H. Taylor, a lot of their stuff's like 90 proof, 100 proof.
Yeah.
That's usually where they sit.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. This gotcha. Belize is just really good bourbon drinker's rum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty similar.
Oh, yeah. Same note, same distillery,
mm-hmm.
a couple years apart. One, actually, these are the same year. They're both 14. The Bruce, one of the ones we looked at was
the same.
Was a year older. Oh yeah. All right.
Guyana is pretty dark too. I'm noticing. Unless
16 years old.
Yeah, it's the oldest.
Yeah.
16 years old. One of the Guyanas they sent us was heavily colored already. It was 27 years old.
Yeah, it was weirdest. Like you mentioned, what Tyler said about this Guyana. I'm glad to have tasted it, but I thought it was nasty. I won't say that the words that I wrote down. The nose was really good, and then it just tasted like. For a second, I thought that maybe it had gone bad, because I wrote down like thrift store clothes. and it was like chewing on a pair of thrift store jeans that had been like soaked in oregano or something. It was like super herbal in a weird way. It was really interesting, but I would not want to drink it.
Yeah, the Enmore was like that. The first one we tried was like 30 years old, and it was really interesting. And then you have this moment of clarity where you ask yourself, is it supposed to be this way?
Yeah.
Like, Caroni has a tire fire.
What happened? How did they get that note?
And the tire fire is... For those who love Caroni, it's like Pete. You like, this is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You adapt to the flavor. With these, you're truly trying to figure out, am I supposed to like it? Because this is awful.
Yeah.
Absolutely
said,
disgusting.
Like, did this go bad?
I was concerned with that one.
One of them had been rebarreled two times.
Mm-hmm.
They rebarreled it.
And it was light.
And it was super light.
Yeah.
Super light.
It's interesting what happens in barrels that are put into second or third use casks and hyper-aged like that, 27 years old, in multiple different casks that have been used previously. So it was pretty light and pretty weird.
That's the Worthy Park.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a little funk, right? Jamaican?
Oh, it'll
be some funk. Yeah, yeah. Muck pit style.
Yeah, this is the funk. This one is just great. What was the age on it?
So when are you going to announce the gender?
Pretty soon. I think we're going to... So my son's birthday, Quint, his birthday is Sunday. I think we're going to do something for him, and we might take a video of it.
Like steal a little bit of his birthday joy so that you can announce the gender of the next kid?
He's super really excited.
Really well, setting that stage for...
So now that you're saying that, maybe that's not a good idea. That was what was in my head.
Like, have him open a gift and it be the gender reveal of the other baby?
No, we have a thing where, like, I guess Mercy already ordered it. You pull it and it...
Shoots a color.
Shoots something, yeah. So we're going to let him do it because he's so excited about...
So you both know that.
Does he have a preference? Is it, like, is there going to be a letdown for him?
I'm sure he wants a brother.
He goes back and forth, probably. But mostly I think it's a brother.
That you think that that's what he wants as a brother?
Yeah.
The nose is awesome on this.
So
yeah, I really enjoy the nose.
Can I guess, and you give me the old winky wink?
Let me turn enough.
Okay, yeah, not on the camera. So only wink with your left eye. Okay, can you wink with your left eye?
Yeah.
All right, I'm just going to, with my finger, I'm going to write a letter, the first letter.
All right.
That wasn't a wink. he low-key was like, he moved his head, but nothing happened. He didn't tell me, Mercy. He wouldn't reveal it. That's so funny. That's like we had Al Young on, and Al Young, we were like, trying to dispel this six-tier bullshit that's been coming out about, oh, it's a Four Roses pick. It's on the sixth tier. It's worth automatically $400. And he wrote...
I thought he wrote the recipe.
No, he wrote on a piece of paper. I was like, which warehouse has the best barrels?
Oh, the warehouse. Right, right.
Which warehouse has the best barrels? And he just wrote, fuck you.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah, yeah. And he was like, all right, I'm going to write it. But you can't share it. You have to promise not to share it. And I was like, yeah. For weeks, I had people PMing me like, yeah. What did Al Young say was the best warehouse? I was like, yeah. No, because you're immediately going to, if you've got a bottle with it, it's going to throw the price up. There is something different about being a dad to a son. I love my girls. I love Nora. Yeah. I love Joey. I love Juliet. Three girls. The last one, my wife and I fawn over him every single day. Every day we talk about how unbelievably cute he is. And there's like...
That's been us and Quint.
There's like all these...
To this day, yeah.
All these little things of him just figuring out life that just is the freaking best. It's the best. So I look, I've had my girls and I have a snip plan for middle of August. So hopefully we don't have any more, but if we do, I would love one more boy. Just to do it all over again, one more time with a boy.
Do you think you're overcompensating because your own father didn't care about you?
such a brutally funny, like, I don't think anybody would, like, very few people are going to realize how funny that joke was. That, yes, I've talked to my daughters about it. There is something... That growing up, it didn't bother me not having a dad. It didn't affect me at all when it was happening. But when I became an adult and I found my real dad, and he was like, I'm not, no interest in getting to know you. That tore me up. And that was a year ago. It was 1 year ago. I'm a grown man. I have four kids. I'm in my 30s. Never thought it would bother me. Didn't know this guy from Adam. I found him. I tracked him down on Facebook. It took nothing. The guy has his own business in Big Bear, California. The number on the business page is his cell phone. I called it, and I had only planned up to that point. I didn't know what to say. And then when he answered, I was like, oh, yeah. Hey, <That's>... I'm your son. Blah, blah. I found out I have sisters, and we haven't had a DNA test. It really was between two people. We definitely found out the other guy was not it. So the way that we confirm this in my head is all the women in my family are obese. And my... hold on. It's not a joke. I just... The guy that was who I thought was my dad, no facial hair, can't grow a beard, full head of hair. That right there is making all the red flags go off, right?
But you get your hair DNA from your mom's father.
Dad, yeah. Yeah, my mother's dad has a full head of hair.
Okay.
Not even remotely thinning, and he's in his 70s. So something's happening on this end, you know? And
maybe she's not your mom.
You just, like, ruined my life again. But when I tracked him down, I saw he had two daughters. They look like... the women in my family, and I was like, crap, like, you know. So, yeah, I do think there's a part of me that because I didn't have the close family dynamic growing up that I really cherish it more, like, super active with. I'm not saying I'm a perfect dad, but I really love being a dad, and I think part of that is because I didn't have that dynamic growing up. So yes, your really, really hurtful, mean, but accurate statement is probably why. Yeah,
I'm just trying to follow the slogan of the show, you know.
Spirited conversation with interesting. I'm definitely
spirited.
I think I'm pretty interesting. All right, so oh my god, that is so funky. Last one.
Oh, that.
Your Caroni.
That Worthy Park is delicious.
It's delicious, right?
No, it's
you
fun.
Like funk?
Oh, yeah.
This
try not to let this ruin your day.
This is the finisher?
This is interesting.
That's the finisher. This is the... God, Todd, that was really...
I do just a...
From a comedic standpoint, this is really, really good. It just it makes me love you more. My love for Todd is never ending.
I can smell this before you even handed it to
oh,
me.
Oh, my God.
See,
you're not using this one? Or it's empty? Oh, no, you did use it. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a huge Caroni fan. I like it, but I don't... It's an oddity. It's definitely not something I'm going to turn to all the time.
This is
a good one.
This is the hands-down best Caroni I've ever tasted.
It's mild on the rubber.
From what I was expecting.
And it's sweet.
It's a little...
I'm going to leave the rest...
I don't get the... At least on the nose.
Wife to taste.
Yeah, this is such an interesting spirit.
Such a
It's hard to even
Caroni.
Call it rum. I mean, obviously it's rum, but it's just so different. It could be its own category.
There's kind of a rotten apple peel on the nose. Oof. And then the palate, rubber tire.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely rubber tire. That, to me, that kind of a brimstone barbecue note, a little bit of funk.
Mm-hmm.
Especially tasting the Worthy Park before that.
That is interesting.
What's the proof on this?
63.
I should get a tiny, tiny bit of like green apple.
That's what I was getting.
Too.
There's some rotten green apple in the front.
It actually drinks under the proof quite a bit. I was going to guess like 110. On the nose, though, it's strong. Maybe it's this glass, but
all those
burnt.
Green ripe fruits, pear, like rotten pear.
Yep.
I'm saying that with such positivity, but it sounds awful.
I know. I like it. We all decided right away on this one that he had
really
to bring this in.
It's really good.
22 years old.
It's so weird.
It's going to be expensive.
I've never tasted anything like it.
No.
Caroni is...
Oh, because you said you haven't had Caroni before. Okay, so isn't this... So normal Caroni that I've had is even more like burnt rubbery than that is.
Yeah, I heard the 2000 is...
Yes, it is. Yeah, extreme. Definitely more. Yeah,
and that one's
like,
I think
is a sweeter.
Isn't it 15 years old or 17 years old?
It was 2000 and it came out in 18, I think, or... 19,
yeah, so it's like 17 8, years old.
Something like that.
So this is 5 years older and way more intense.
I don't know how it's sweeter. At
way
five
more
years
intense.
Older. Yeah. Especially the empty glass. Wait till you finish it. It's like smelling a tire.
I have no idea
it's
where
like
we
left off.
It's
like the loan home. You just get that wheat. After you're done on the glass.
That for those, I don't know if we talked about this on air, but the Lone Elm has been bottled. It was something like 43 bottles.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be available in a couple of weeks, and it'll probably...
Two,
which one?
Two barrels, though, right?
You did I haven't told you. So the second barrel we picked was already selected by Robert Ironroot. So he accidentally brought a sample that had already been picked.
Okay, but we got our number one.
We got our number one. Good. Yeah, yeah. We got our number one.
Fantastic.
Robert can have his second pick back. Robert Licorice, get your garbage second string stuff out of here. But, so the one barrel will be here, and we'll probably run it through specs or something. Mm-hmm. Just something easy.
Because what, they use 15-gallon barrels, right? And then there's a lot of Angel Share.
Yeah, no, that's changed. I think they're up to 30 gallons, but still a ton of Angel Share.
So what's the... I'd be interested to try the 30-gallon. I mean, I imagine less oak... Lighter?
Yeah, one of the ones we had like that day
coffee?
Was an oak bomb.
Yeah, God. Most of them were.
Are they aging them about the same as before?
No, the previous round, I guess last year's, he was saying they had an issue with the distributor, so they were going about 6 years. These are all right
at
about
five. Did
they
really 6 years? I didn't realize that.
Oh. Old wheat
six
whiskey.
6 years in a small barrel.
All right. Well, I think we've tasted through everything. We're happy.
Yeah.
I think we can call it a day. Yeah? How much time we get? So 30,
that's really good.
40, different. Plus a 5-minute intro. Yeah. No, I think we're good. I'm happy. I couldn't be happier here. All right. Well, anything before we go? Any other thoughts? Your favorite Amroot was?
I'm really torn between 1 and 3.
1 and 3. 1 was definitely muted. Much more honey up front. 2890, I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, I think 1 had a little more spice to it.
4890 is the number 3. 1 was...
3820 was the lightly shared one. 4890 is our favorite. 4690.
Yeah, I think with water, that one is just killer.
Yeah, I'd be great at 110, I think.
Well, sweet. Thanks so much for coming on. Good luck with the kiddo.
Thank you.
Did you go to U of H? Man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Central or Clear Lake?
Central, yeah.
Oh, man. Bougie.
You know, the coach was my neighbor for a while.
Which one?
Dana Holgorsen.
Holgorsen?
Yeah.
Weren't
his,
you...
his sons were living directly next to me, sharing a wall.
When did your news, Fox News thing happen?
It was last night at 10:30.
Yeah, yeah. Did you record it?
I did, yeah.
Send it to our chat.
I will, yeah.
So there's this guy... this guy who's a business owner on Facebook went on a racist rant about the Houston Astros wearing BLM shirts on opening day.
Yeah, it's on like Altuve and...
Sure. Yeah. He went on a racist rant, talked about cutting up all of his shirts, and Todd here, and using them as rags, like car rags. Todd
and referred to people at Black Lives.
He called
Matter
them animals.
Yeah,
he called them animals. Like, I mean, here's the thing. People's political opinions are very nuanced. You should never, ever, ever, and you should constantly fight the urge to summarize into one word, oh, they're racist.
All of them.
That's a very, very
hasty generalization.
You have to understand where they're saying to come to a determination. But you calling them animals? I can't do it, bro.
It was a public post, so I don't even know. But I went in on it, and
it's always someone who owns their own business who feels like they don't have to answer to anybody. And what an idiot! So Todd knows Isaiah Carey from Fox 26 News, and Todd was like, "Hey, Isaiah Carey, I got a news story for you."
We watch that every night,
and send it to our chat.
30 minutes later, we were on a Zoom call filming, but nobody's names were named. So if the guy is watching, no names were named.
I'll give his name.
The picture was shared. I don't even remember his name. It was an ugly conversation.
You have to understand that even if your intention is to not be racist, you have to understand how something might be perceived as racist.
Yep.
Because you can be, it's like this, when you're married, you can be right or you can be happy. You ever heard that?
Yes.
You can be, I may win the argument, but we're going to be miserable, right? So you have to learn that you can get your point across, but you have to understand how it looks. And when it looks that way, be like, oh, yeah, you know what? Now that you mentioned that, I shouldn't have done that. That's not what I meant. What I meant was this. You got to acknowledge how you come off. And this guy did not do any of those things. So, anyways, I'm excited to see the video. And, cheers, guys. Thanks for coming on.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Don't touch glasses, coronavirus.
Balcony's first ever year-round bourbon was an inspiration. It all had to work together. A blend of carefully selected ingredients, Texas-sized pot stills, and creative people determined to find the absolute best way to usher a new whiskey along. When you discover how it pairs with a meaningful moment, suddenly the feeling of drinking great whiskey becomes a whole lot more.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.